but it's daddy. We don't use the word father. This is my father. Somebody does that, I think, yeah, you know, been to college, huh? Yeah, that's mother, mama. A little bitty guy, say. Yeah, hardly ever use the word father. I don't think I've ever called my daddy father. And wouldn't. I don't like the connotation that goes with father, you know. Well, I don't know, father, you know. I just didn't call him sire, you know, if I was going to call him father, you know. I wouldn't call my mother damn, but I might say damn, mother, you know, if she did something. But, mother, we use that some, but mama.
Say a name that a child is known by just within his family, you'd say he has a...
He's got a nickname, yeah, which is ridiculous. I mean,
the concept,
well, you know, like these people in the church here, you know, they had a kid not long ago, and I don't know what the name was, but it was names like, and he was just born, you know, and he already had a nickname. You know, it was like James Robert Johnson Jr., in parentheses, Tubby or Chubby or Funky or Monkey or something like that. You know, I thought, shit, why don't you name him that? You know what I mean? I hate these people that name their kids, you know, John Bartholomew, you know, Stevenson, and they call him, you know, Frankie all his life. That's stupid, man. You know, it would give me a complex. Of course, my name is Ricky Joe, you know, and I use Rick just for simple, you know, to be on the air with, you know, and people call me Rick, but it bugs me to go somewhere and people say, no, I mean, what's your real name? And I say, Ricky. No, I said, no, I mean, you know, Richard, you know. I say, hell no, it ain't Richard. If it was Richard, you'd call me Richard, you know. I mean, whatever I name him, that's what I'm going to call him. You know, if it's, you know, Stud Blood, that's going to be his name, you know. Because, I mean, you know, when a kid goes to college or even when he first starts to school, you know, that's what they're going to call him. And, you know, Charles Michael, and all their life they call him Mikey. And when he goes to college or he goes and gets in the armed services, it's going to be Charles M., you know. So you might as well get used to it from the start. Name him Michael Charles if you're going to call him Mike. David Charles.
Wow. Yeah. What about this thing that you can put a baby in and lie down and has wheels?
Bassinet? Well, a carriage?
Yeah.
Stroller?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What would you say you're going to do? I'm going to put the baby in the stroller and go out.
Mm-hmm. Stroll around. Take a walk, you know. Push him around, really, is what I'd be doing.
Okay. Talking about, if you had to use the term grown up here, say if a man has three children, one's 20, one's 15, one's 10,
mm-hmm.
Talking about in terms of being grown up, you'd say the one that's 20 is the
oldest?
Or if you had to use grown up in there, in the description.
Yeah, the one, he's the grown up one, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he's got grown youngins, you know.
Okay.
Right.
Talking about a woman who's pregnant, have you ever heard any other terms for that? She's...
She's expecting.
Yeah.
You know, PG. Got knocked up. Swallowed a watermelon,
yeah,
you know.
Those would be joking.
Yeah, you know, it's... So, hey, did you see Gladys' face? She swallowed a watermelon, you know, that's right. But, pregnant, expecting, you know, this kind of thing.
What about a woman who might be called upon to help with the delivery if the doctor's not...
Yeah, midwife. Mm-hmm.
Say if a boy has the same color hair and eyes as his father, maybe his nose is shaped about the same.
He took after his daddy.
Right.
The man marked him up real good, you know.
Could you say anything differently, say if the boy acquired the father's bad habits?
Well, he got that from his daddy. You know, he just took it natural.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Got it honest. That's another one.
Say this adjective. You might say Jane is a loving child, but Peggy is even a lot...
A lot sweeter, you know, a lot sweeter, a lot nicer,
right,
a lot more loving.
Sure.
Yeah.
Right. And a child who's lost both his parents, you'd say he's... What?
Lonesome, probably,
well,
huh?
He's
an orphan, I guess, yeah.
What about the adult who'd be appointed to look after
him? Guardian, foster parent.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, a few proper names. One for a girl beginning with an M, Washington, Wyclef.